Okay, let's go back to it. Yeah, I'm sorry. I apologize. I just moved it away. Here I am. Tetzvav Bishvat. Tu Bishvat. Laniyas Nishmas, Reb Shlomo Zalman, Reb Yosef Dive, by Mr. and Mrs. Baruch Moshe Kleinman. Okay, Zuchting of our Mishnah. We're going to start the Mishnah again. Ayin Tes Amud Beis. Mishi Yatsa, Hu Beishta Lamdina Sayyam. He and his wife went to a faraway country. He comes back with his wife and kids. Now his wife had been checked out for Yichus. This is a Kayin, Kunjirachi. And his wife had been checked out the four generations, whatever had to be checked out that we learned in the previous Mishnah. He comes back. This is the same wife, and there's no reason to doubt him. And these are her children. Ain't Tarak Laviraya doesn't have to investigate. We don't have to investigate. But the Gemara explained that the proof is the fact that the kids are hanging on to mom. That's a proof that she's their natural mom. I'm sorry? I said he's a Kayan because Rashi learns by the four Badikas it's a Kayan. So I wanted to avoid that issue. Mesa Vela Benel, what if he says my wife died? The guy says his wife died. And these are her children. Maybe Rael Abonim, that they're hers. Vena Mayral Isha doesn't have to prove anything about the woman because it was his wife. Isha Nesasim Dina Saya Marizu Vela Benel. She's dead. Again, he came without a wife. And he said, these are her children. These are the children of my first wife. So hanging on will not help here. So he has to bring proof that they hung on back in the old country when she was alive. Mesa, that's what the Riyad Ramah says. Others say he has to bring more than that, but that's what the Riyad Ramah says. Mesa, he brings in Isha Nesasim in Dinasayam. This is my new wife. Hari Yizu Ve'elu Benel. Comes with a new wife, and he says, this is the woman I married. He didn't have a wife when he left. A guy walks in, a Kayan, says, this is my wife, and these are her children. So maybe Raya Laisha, the woman has to be investigated, like every other woman that marries a Kayan. But maybe Raya Benel, because they're hanging on. So once he gets the woman, Yuchesis, kids are automatic. What happens? May Suveilu Benel? What if he says, I married somebody, and these are her children? So we know nothing. We don't know who the woman was. We didn't check her out. And we also don't know if there were children, because the proof of Krukamakra, the proof of hanging on around her, no longer here. She's not around. So therefore, Tarkalevi Raya Isha Labonim. He has to bring a Raya about the woman, and also have a Raya that the kids hung on to her in the old country. Rashi. Ain't Tarkalevi Raya Lala Isha Shimuchesis Shkreb, but Kuka Shinasa. Because they checked her when she got married. Well, I bought him because the Mukim Gemara B'Ktanim B'Krucham Akra. They're hanging on her. The Becheskes Iman Hay. This is an assumption that it's their mother. Ve'in Shichel Liyakas Api Edom. They don't need Edom to testify anything. Maybe Rael Abonim. Meaning they don't have Edom that they were born from her. Maybe Rael Abonim Shrei B'nei Yisrael Isha. He has to prove they were his wife, the children of that woman. Now again, what the level of proof is, the Yad Ramah says, he brings proof that they hung on her when she was alive. They had checked her when he got married, when he was still here. Maybe Raya Laisha Shimuchesis, maybe Raya Labonim, Shara Krucham Akra, because they're hanging on her. Maybe Raya Laisha Shimuchesis, he has nothing. Maybe Raya Laisha Shimuchesis, Labonim, Shabbat Zishaya, he has to prove both, that his wife was Muchesis, and these kids came from that wife.
Were there photographs back then?
No, not that I know of.
How do you prove that?
It's called
Adam. They're overseas.
Again, you're right. It's a problem. We're trying to figure out, when do we know he's Miuchas? If we can't, we can't. So he's not proven. Remember we said it's only going to Remeir, going to the Rabbanan Kolka, everybody's Becheskes Miuchas. But we're going in Remeir Shita. You're right. Not everybody can prove it. And Eino Chinami. Those people that can't prove it are not proven.
They still live together, no problem.
There's no problem with the guy living with her. It's just that we can't consider the kids miyuchasai. So a kayin who wants to be makbid a miyichus which they always were, has a problem. Yes, doctor.
I mean, we trust documents for marriage, so why would we trust documents coming from based in Rome?
If they checked her out in Rome, you're right. That would be good. Nobody says not. When we say that the kids don't have to be checked out, is there krukim? How does our school translate krukim? I said hang on her.
Attached.
Okay. They're attached to her.
How about facial features? Are they considered facial features?
That means nothing. Tana Rabbana means nothing in halacha. Nothing. Zero. Yes. Facial features prove nothing. What?
Rashi makes a point about Yitzchak.
That was to stop rumors. That has nothing to do with halacha. You will never, I can't remember, maybe you can show me, any Rashi or anybody that says that facial features have zero, have anything to do with halacha. You want to stop rumors? It's a wonderful thing. It's good for family portraits. It's good for many things that they look alike. You look exactly like your mother. Wonderful. Now, it's nothing to do with halacha. Yes?
I've never been able to figure out what a baby looks like anyone anyway. But again, we seem to be presented with an extremely weak proof, which is that depending on a child, the child whose mother dies, God forbid, at 1 year old or 2 years old, and the father remarries when they're 3 years old, will hang on that woman, period.
Again.
Take orders of the Archbishop of Rome. I mean, Archbishop of Paris, sorry.
Again, I can't answer your question. Better than let's learn the next Gemara. Maybe it'll be easier, maybe not. Tana Rabbanan. Isha Nesasi B'mdinas Hayam. He comes and he says, I married a lady B'mdinas Hayam. Maybe Raya Le'isha V'entarach Levi Raya Le'abanam. Because they're hanging on her. Maybe Raya Le'agdailam. However, he does have to prove the older children because they don't hang around mom. V'enim B'tarach Levi Raya Le'agdailam. This is the explanation of the rhyme before. It's not a new halakha. Saying when we said that you don't have to prove the kids, we mean the ktanim. The gzailim have to be proven. The medvar mamor bishachas. That to me has one wife. Avo b'shtei nashim. What if he has two and one died, and he says that these are the children of my deceased wife? Sorry. These are my children of my living wife. Kruchim achrea can't work. Because since he married a second wife, he's married to another woman, they might hang around stepmom, as was just pointed out. So it's only a proof if mom is the only woman he married and they hang around mom. Or if he comes single and he proves that his kids hang around mom back in the old country. But if he has another wife, it is very possible that they're hanging around the other woman, and therefore it would not prove that they're miyuchas unless he proves that the second wife is miyuchas. Avu b'shtei nashim, maybe raya le'isha v'labanim v'lagdailim v'lagdailim. Zuck Rashi. Tana Rabbanan asasi isha b'dinis hayam, maybe raya le'isha v'etarek le'bi raya le'abanim. U'mesai v'azul, b'ei le'banim amru b'ktanim v'lagdailim. Maybe raya le'agdailim sh'en kruchem achareim. If he proves, if he wants to prove that he's g'dailim, ain't maybe raya le'agdailim, he does not have to bother with the ktanim because they're hanging around ma. B'isha achas amru, isha achas nasasi. But if he says, I had two wives, one died, and but these are the living one's kids, maybe he would have to prove that these are her kids, not the first wife's kids. Because she might have raised her co-wives or previous wives' kids as a stepmom. So I think that answers your question, Doctor. Dr. Gemara Weiter. Amar Rish Lakish. Loi Shanu, when is Kruchen a proof? Ela Bekachi Akvul, vis-a-vis Truma. We let him eat Truma based on the proof of Kruchen. We let the kids eat Truma as Kayhanim Biyuchasim based on the proof of Kruchen. Avu Biyuchsin, for Yuchsin, like, would not be enough proof to say that they're hanging on Therefore, the daughters must be the daughters of this miyuchesus. For yuchsin, we want more. We want proof that they are kids, which would mean we need Adam to say that these are the kids. Now, how do Adam know? I don't think they have to attend childbirth. I think if they lived in the old country and they heard when she gave birth, they were by the Shom Zachar, they were by the Bris, they were around at the time. I would think that is adequate proof. Again, I never went in, I don't know what the Rishonim say. I'm just reading it, yes.
Which halachas
are you talking about? Kruchim. Kruchim only works for Truma. Doesn't work for Yichus.
Is this in the case where she's alive?
She comes back, and we are proving that the kids are the kids of this woman because of Kruchim. Again, he married a woman here. He left town, he came back with kids. The Mishnah said we can assume the kids are hers because they're Kruchim Achraim.
What about?
That's, again, we checked the woman out before we married her. No, again, if she's not a miyuchesus, it's a question whether a kohen should marry that daughter.
So if a kohen goes and marries the enemy miyuchesus,
then his daughters can't marry a kohen because they're not without a proof. No, no, that's what it's saying. No, a kohen should marry her. No. Well, Kayan can. He can eat truma.
His children
will not be able to eat truma unless they prove their miyuchasim.
Really,
again, we don't paskin that way. This is Rav Meir Shita.
I didn't know that it affected truma.
Yes, it affected every aspect of kohuna. And Dr. Shlokish, kruchim is enough for truma. I would like to learn a few more lines to think about. Kruchim is enough for truma and is enough, not enough for yichas. Look, Rashi, loishna, the smuchim, the samchinan akruchim ela lekachi akvolim kain who oichlu bekachi akvol mishavi raya tushizu chikshar lekuna once he proves the woman samchinan alabalim akruchim ela alim benoyah veinam chalolim avol yuchsin and yes banoyts if there's daughters ainin nesuas lekana machivi raya shem benesel shizu unless they can prove they're this woman's daughters more than kruchim veichin namar afilu leyuchsin. Dr. Ashi, Sabkhinin Achazaka, Shein Kruchim Achreha. That means Rabbi Yechon is willing to give this Chazaka more strength. He's willing to let this woman, girl, marry a Kayan based on Kruchim, which Rish Lakish is more strict about. Yes, Doctor.
To expand on,
I can't hear what you say.
Slaves.
Yeah, I know, so.
Now, children who have no God, independent of their father, who are under control of their father, children who are monetarily dependent on their father, that, I mean, do you find it at all odd that a slave who's owned by the father can eat truma, but the children...
No, I don't find it strange at all, because a slave I know is a slave, and a kid I don't know is his kid. I know it's his kid, but I don't know if it's a chonchol or not. I know for sure this is the father. Wonderful. Now, that doesn't mean the mother wasn't a halala.
So halala is worse than a heaven.
Yes. Yes. Exactly. 100%. I mean, I would rather be a halala than an heaven, if you ask me, but that's not the point here. Nobody's asking me my opinion. Yes. What? An heaven is probably 100%. An heaven is a chattel. You know what I mean? Chalala is an independent person who's part of Laguna. Dr. Kamai Weiter. Asnu Rabbi Yechon L'tamei. Rabbi Yechon goes according to his reason. Yom Rabbi Chia Bar Yech Avram Rabbi Yechon. Malkin al Chazakas. We're willing to give people Malkin. Now the Gemara is going to go through every case here. We give people Malkus based on assumptions. Cycling the Sarfan al Chazakas. We kill people based on assumptions. But not always, again, I'm being very careful the way I translate it, not always are we willing to burn truma based on assumption. So here's Rabbi Yechon telling us that we rely on assumptions for rather heavy things, like malchus and killing. So this is Rabbi Yechon that says assumptions are good enough for yichus. He kills based on assumptions. He's ready to use assumptions in a very severe way. However, for burning truma, not all assumptions are created equal. in the case of Truma that Rabbi Yechim is talking about, he's not happy with that assumption to the point of burning Truma. It's not, I have to be very careful here. Because the Gemara is going to say Rabbi Yechim agrees that we sometimes burn Truma in assumptions. It's the degree of the assumption, how much the assumption means to us, how much are we willing to rely on that assumption. Whether, so Rabbi Yechim, in a certain case of Truma, says, I like the assumption as an assumption, but not good enough to burn the Truma. But it's not a rule. We kill by assumptions and we don't burn Truma by assumption. That's how it sounds from this line of Gemara. It doesn't work out that way. It's the Rabbi Yechim that says, there are assumptions we will kill by, and there are assumptions we won't even burn Truma by. To lesser degree of assumption. That is shot in the Gemara, and it'll be clear that way as we go. It would be wonderful to be able to say, we go by assumptions and we don't burn Truma by assumptions. But then the Gemara is going to say, so why does Rabbi Yechim burn Truma? And the Gemara brings a different assumption. So obviously, Taisa speaks out, the Rishonim speak out. The reason he doesn't burn Truma by the first assumption is it doesn't appeal to him. It doesn't work for him. It's not enough of an assumption for him to burn Truma. It's not a rule that we don't use assumptions to burn Truma. It's a rule that certain assumptions are not even enough to burn Truma by. Yes?
If I look at the dictionary for the word assumption, when I say the Hebrew word chazakah...
Okay, chazakah has many translations. It's one of these words that Webster's would have a half a page of translations. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. There is kithin kithin chazakah mikara. That means assume that things didn't change. There's a chazakah that means muksik. A guy has land. It probably belongs to him. There's a chazakah of cheskes marakama. He once owned the land. There's all kinds. Then there's chazakahs that are called assumptions created by... I would say by behavioral patterns. Assumptions based on behavioral patterns, which are based on rives. Called presumptions, right. So the word chazakah is a very widely, loosely translated word. In this Gemara, it means things based on presumptions. That's what this chazakah means. It does not mean chazakah mikara, it doesn't mean mukzik, it doesn't mean cheskes marakama, it doesn't mean any of that. Rashi. Look, Rashi. Rabbi Yechon Avil Yuchsin Sabchina Chazak Shen Kruchim Akravaz Rabbi Yechon Tamei. The Amr Sabchina Chazak Shen Hukzuk Ulich Rechetzai. This Chazaka of, this is the Tamei. This Chazaka, the children hang around mom, is enough Becheske Sheimai Avil In Yedin In Afashas Lissako V'Lissar Of Zahar Zek In The Kaman. The Gemara will say later on. A mom and a kid live in a house and he hangs on her and then they have a relationship, we burn them for strefa, for baal imai. I'm sorry, baal imai skila. And a father and a daughter that live in a house together, and the assumption is it's his daughter, and then they live together, we give them strefa. All based, if they live together as father and daughter, or they live together as son and mother, that's what it is. That's the assumption. That means, how do we know it's not a mother? They were kruchamakra. He was kruchamakra. So therefore, they live together. So Rashi's saying, Shecheskis yavil in yedin in the fashas, we saw kubu, we saw him as that. Kidla, come on. The Gemara will explain it, so we can leave the Gemara before we get questions. The coach can liuchsa lehechsha kuhuna. We're willing to kill based on this assumption, so for sure we're willing to give yichas. Malchana chazaka, al dover sha'anu mokzakam bagain, that we assume there's no testimony. Sarfim v'sarkim, because Mepharish l'chazal v'azul, like the Gemara will explain. You know what I'm going to do now? I'm going to go learn Gemara, and we'll come back to this Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Dr. Gemara, Malkan al-Chazakas k'd Rav Yehuda. When do we give Malkas based on an assumption? The Yomar Rav Yehuda, Hukzeku nida b'shchaneseha, b'ayla loika la m'shabiza. In those days, women that were nidas wore special clothing. The reason they did that was because of Tumatara. Her friend had to know that my friend is now Anita. She's Tumay. If I touch her, I become Tumay. I become a Rishon L'Tumah. Therefore, if I touch the food, it becomes a sheni l'tuma. And there were people that were makpid l'tumat tara. They did not eat tummy food. So how would a woman, she didn't want to say, I am a nida. So it was assumed that women wore certain clothing when they were nidas. And that's the way everybody around them knew this is the time of the month that you don't get physically close to her because she's a nida. That's what happened. That's what they used to do. Here is a woman that wore the nida clothing. And then her husband lived with her. We know Adam say that her husband lived with her. Right?
How did Adam know that?
How did they know? They knew that he lived with her. Kasha Lemaisa. Adam know that the husband had a relationship with his wife after she wore the Nida clothing without the time necessary to become Tahira. Which was less than it is today. It was 7 days, finished. But anyway, so we give him Malkus for living with Anita. Do you know she was Anita? How do you know she was Anita? Because she wore the clothing. And when a woman wears that clothing, it's an assumption. And that assumption is enough to give Malkus. That's what Rebecca said. I'm not going to answer any questions. Wait. I didn't want to do it for a little more tomorrow.
100%. 100%.
You have to be Asral. Yeah, if there's no Asral, we wouldn't be able to give Malkus. Next. Cycling the Sarfan al Chazakas. We kill based on Chazak. Because the Rabbi Baravuna, Dama Rabbi Baravuna, Isha Isha, Tinek Vitinaikis, Shigdilu Batechabayas. Husband and wife, a child and a girl, a boy and a girl, that grow up in a house. This scholar's house, if the father, if the son, the supposed son, lives with the supposed mother, we give them skila. And if the father lives with his daughter, supposed, we give them srefa. How do you know it's a son? How do you know it's a daughter? Terence says, they act like son and daughter. That means the assumption that we have is enough to kill by. Obviously, we gave them Asra, and they live together anyway, and now they claim they're not related. We throw that out of the window because of the assumption. So here is Rabbi Yochanan saying that we're willing to go by assumption, even to kill. And I'm not answering any more questions, any questions yet till we do a little bit more. I'm Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, I'm Rabbi Shimon Malevi, Mishum Bar Kapara. Ma'isa b'isha shabasu shalayim, v'tinik murkulag seifa. A woman moved into Yerushalayim, had a child on her shoulder. V'gdilosai, she raised him. Ubala, then he lived with her. V'avim lebeza v'saklum. L'mitneshim l'avadai. We had no witnesses that said this is her son. That proves that Rabbi Yochanan is willing to take the assumption of Karach to the point that we punish. Now, that's not a Karach. That's a chazaka established by behavior. And that you wore Nida clothing. And by Karach, we're willing to kill by that chazaka. So for sure we would go to Yuxin. Now, what I'm going to do now is, in order to be able to answer questions, I'm going to skip the Rashi of the Ein Sarfim Trula Chazaka, which I'm going to get back to. And I'm going to go to the next Rashis, so then we can come back for questions. The world saw she was publicly wearing Nedusa clothing. I just skipped one Rashi. I skipped Vein Sarv and Trumal Chazaka, and I went to Hugzu Kanida. One Rashi down. Hugzu Kanida Bishkanesa, Sharaj. She was wearing Nida clothing. They lived like a family. We had no correct Eidus. The Skullim does that. He gets Gila, she gets Gila. The Shravim does that. In Baal Isha Bas, the Bita Bistrefa. The Tinak Murkavak Sefa, Igdilasa Becheskis Bina. Yes, Harvey.
My question you just touched on slightly was about the Hasra and the Nida situation, but it applies to all. It sounds like if they're going to be warned, then they would have the opportunity to give their own explanation to deny that what is presumed is a fact. And it sounds like what's happening here, correct me if I'm wrong, please, is that their explanation is being rejected as implausible. Weighed against the presumption here. Is that correct?
Not sure.
Given a chance to explain themselves.
I hear you.
When you're warned, you're not going to shut up.
Again, I don't know how they're reacting. I don't know when they're warned. It's not true. A lot of people don't care when they're warned. They say, who cares? That's their answer.
Well, if they're going to get killed, when they're warned, they're saying, do you understand that what you've done subjects you to the death penalty or to lashes? That would not be a time when you would be quiet just because you don't care.
Now, see, again, hasra has to be given before. So they have to be told, if you're going to do this, this will be the result. And they have to react and say, I don't care. Now, what you're saying is, what if they say, but it's not my daughter? It would be their obligation to prove that, to make that sound plausible. If they do, and maybe they wouldn't get killed. But this is talking in a case, in a remote case, because most people, when they get a straw, don't say, I don't care. It's very hard to get a person killed on a Mises bet.
Right.
Or Malkus.
Right.
Because the reaction has to be, I don't care. If you ignore the guy, you make yourself like you never heard it, they can't kill you. Or they can't give you Malkus. So all these things are in remote cases. What we're saying is that the basis, if the person does not re-explain it in an understandable way,
a more plausible way than the presumption here.
Exactly. That the presumption itself is enough to punish. That's what we're saying.
Okay.
Yes, doctor.
In that there's a very easy way of explaining, especially the Nida clause, which is, didn't have anything else to wear, that I think most of us here eat at home and do not neither buy nor prepare our own food, but that an Eid Echad is Nema Be'Esser.
Let me step back. First of all, we're not living in that culture. Women did not wear Nida clothing. They didn't. No such thing, I didn't have anything else to wear. They didn't wear Nida clothing if they weren't Nidas. And, in Okinami, the Gemara says in Ksubas, if that's not maspos of her, if she has an excuse of why she wore that Nida clothing, we wouldn't give her Malkus. But they didn't do it. It's not like today, I didn't have what to wear, so I wore that. No. If women did not wear Nida clothing, there was a public announcement that they were Nida. That's what it was. And women don't make public announcements they're Nida unless they have to. Again, yes.
Bear in mind that this is...
Quiet, please, no.
What?
I'm telling them to be quiet, yes.
Thank you. This is bubbly. There's no ketchup. There is an imperative to keep Neva separate, but not as great as in Yerushalayim.
You're questioning a culture that we have no idea how it was. So I don't think we should do that. They did not wear Nida clothing, the Gemara says. Even in Bavel, the Gemara back took Shmuel's wife, Gemara in Ksubas Chav Beis, Shmuel's wife put on Nida clothing. And it was all a question. She said afterwards, I put it on, or she told him she was a Nida. And because his sister was around, and she didn't, whatever reason. They didn't do these things. It was understood not. And again, to answer Dr. Harris's question at the same time, it was not the same Gidrei Tznius as it is now. It couldn't be because of Tumat Taro. A woman became a Nida. She sat on the couch. The couch became an Avatuma. The couch would have to be tumbled, in fact, for a Torah to sit on. And if not, it would become a Rishon Tumah. That means a woman that became a Nida moved into Beis Nidasa. She had a room that she moved into when she was a Nida to stay away from her own family. The dishes she touched became Tamei. The food she touched became Tamei. Anything that wasn't screwed into the ground became Tamei. Everything. Chairs, tables, couches, mattresses. Everything became Tamei. So it was a different style. We're trying to say, like in 2024, how we do things. That's the way it was. So automatically when a woman became Nida, it was public knowledge. That's what it was. It was public knowledge. There was no other way around it. If it wasn't public, it was definitely in her family. And if she went outside, which women didn't do as much as they do today, she wore needs of clothing, so her friends should stay away because people kept to Matara.
So when Mashiach comes to going back to that?
So somebody asked me that question years ago here in Deershoek when I said the same thing. And he came back the next morning. I'm not going to say who. And he came back the next morning and he said, he told his wife, and his wife said, what a great idea. I can spend 2 weeks in my own room with nobody bothering me. And I don't have to cook. And I don't have to clean. I don't have to do anything. It's a great idea. But that's the guy came back the next morning. But it could be that when Mashiach comes, Tumah will be abolished. There's a good chance that when Mashiach comes, it's a Shaila, where the Tumah will be gone. If Tumah is gone, that won't be an issue. But if not, ain't a Konami. If we keep Tumah Tara, these halachas might be, we'll have to get used to homes. I don't know what it'll be. Well, you know, stay tuned. I don't know. Yes.
To personify Paul Mabuz, a bunch of us walking around with herself complete absolute error. But the problem is, I mean, that both of these, incidentally, I do try and understand the cultures about which I've learned I make a very great effort. Because you cannot understand any historical without understanding that. I mean, I try to pocket. But to go back to a personal, go away from a personal event. The truth is that this whole section, I'm going to, you know, let me finish what I'm saying. This whole section sounds more like based in acting extrajudicially to enforce laws, but the Gemara is not saying that. And you see anyone speak of why this is not extrajudicial?
I'm trying to figure out why it shouldn't. Why isn't this judicial?
Because you've got the problem that if the wife tells the husband, I am not Anita,
you have to give it a legitimate... Only if, one second, that's not true. She wears Nida clothes and she's not believed to tell her husband she's not Anita.
So
it's a Gemara and Subbas.
And he was separate from her for 7 days?
He would have to, yes. Unless she gives an amasla to Dvarel.
Unless she gives.
An amasla. She has a good excuse of why she said it.
So that's it. She has a good excuse. One of the kids threw... whatever on.
Again, you made up this excuse. There's no excuse. So I didn't have other clothes.
I'll tell you what a good excuse. I agree. We're talking about a mitzvah, but I can give you a very good excuse.
Again, the Gemara is saying halacha. A woman that wears needed clothing is a nida. Assume unless she comes up with a good excuse. And if she doesn't, we give the husband a mouth. That's all. End of story.
It's treated as if she has the various kadarm.
Yes. She has treated like an Edith to the point that we would give the husband Malchus. Now, if she comes up with a legitimate excuse, it's a different story. That's not the story here. She didn't have a legitimate excuse.
And as far as the children with the mother, that were she to say that these are children I picked up on the street.
Again, if she has a plausible thing, if what she's saying makes sense, you're right, but in a normal case, this is the assumption unless assumed, unless proven otherwise, or unless explained otherwise. That's all the Gemara is saying.
I mean, logically, what you're saying, does get out of it, but it really, it's just as much of a position on the semi-primer as mine. I mean, probably less of an assumption
than mine. I can only tell you, to me, I don't even understand your question. You're assuming that a woman can tell her husband that she's believed. Not true. She's not.
Did you have dinner with your wife? Where's my son?
I didn't. She's out of town. But that doesn't make a difference.
I was thinking a week ago.
But if we not keep Tumah Tara.
It's still the right for not to eat trade.
Eid Echad is Nemen B'Yisurim, not against the Chazakah. Unless it's B'Yada. Taisus in Daf, Gittin, Daf, Bezim, and Bez. Yes. Why is it Nida Neman? It's against the Chazakah that she's a Nida. And for Taisus, because 7 days later, she can go to the mikvah. That's why she believed. But if it happened today that she wore Big Dini Dusa, and it's not 7 days, she's not believed.
Not
Biyada. Not Biyada. Taisus has a kasha. How can a woman be believed? She says she's not a Nida. She's in a Cheskes Nida.
Right.
Advertises that since 7 days later she's not a Nida, and it's beyond her to go to the mikvah. That's why she's believed. But if on day two she says she's not a Nida, she's not believed.
Well,
Harvey was saying, I don't know if Harvey can hear me, he was saying something, it's not, so it's really not this statement that's made that says assumptions will kill. It's not, it's, that's missing the main point, because these people are agreeing to what's going on over here.
They're not agreeing.
Yes, they are.
No, they were. They didn't say anything. They kept quiet.
That's agreeing.
That's not agreeing. That's not a proof. That's evidence.
I never said that before.
We're not going to kill unless Hasra is given. The assumption itself is not anything until we get to the next step. I don't care if it's, they said something, didn't say something. If this is like a half a thing.
If they say, if the woman says this is not my kid, she's not believed. Not believed. Prove that it's, she has to prove that it's not her kid.
I'm talking about
in regards to ownership. I'm glad she's not believed. They warn her, do not live with this boy. He's your son. She says, no, he's not. We kill her. She has to have a reason to explain how he's here without being her kid. She can't just state something.
They say over a pasuk. They have to say over a pasuk.
No, they don't.
They say, psukini, this pasuk, da-da-da-da. And
they have to say it. It's not so simple to have to say it, but let's demonstrate it. But it's not the, well, I don't know why we're diving into different things that have nothing to do with it.
No, I'm just saying, so we're saying you're giving the onesh even though they're not maskim.
Who is it? They're denying a reality. Kruchim creates reality. Unless you have an explanation that makes sense. Denial will not change that.
This schema is to rise, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's very rare that we ever give skila. The Gemara Makkah says if a bezin kills once every 70 years, it's called a bloody bezin. Very rare. The Gemara says the Makkah. Then it's not like it happens every month in Danish state that we're killing people. All I'm trying to say is, a woman's living together with this boy. They've been living together, and I'm making up these numbers, for the last 10 years. And now, they're about to have a relationship. And they warn them, listen, you're going to get Shrefa. And she says, well, he's not my son. She's not believed. You've been living with him as a mother and son for the last 10 years. How can you say he's not your son? Now, if she says, I'll explain to you what happened, and she gives us a reason that we can check out that makes sense, maybe you're right, then you're right. But that's not what is happening here. Denial doesn't mean anything. Let's go to the next Gemara so we can go back to the Rashi we skipped. Zakti Gemara Vein, Sarvan Trumal Chazakas. And Rabbi Yochanan says, not all assumptions are enough to burn Truma. The Amr of Shimon ben Lakish, Sarfan al Chazakas. Rish Lakish says that the following Chazaka we're going to be talking about is enough to burn Truma. By the way, it's Asim de Raisa to burn Truma that's Tahar. So we're talking about violating a biblical halacha of burning Truma that's Tahara. Rish Lakish says, the assumption we'll be dealing with is enough to burn the Truma. Rabbi Yochanan Amr ain't Sarfan. And Rabbi Yochanan says, we would not do it. Now, what is the case? What case are we talking about? The Rabbi Yochanan would not be willing to burn the Truma, and Rish Lakish would. The Be'azdol and Tamayu, they go the way they explained the following Mishnah. Did not. Tinuk Shinimtza B'tzara Yisam. A child who we assume is Tamei. Rashi says, kids play in garbage dumps. And when they touch them, they're in garbage dumps. This is Rashi's shot. Other Rishonim disagree. When they're in garbage dumps, they touch that trussim. And therefore, they are reaching the tumas. And he has a piece of dough in his hand. This is the case. Right? And we know he took it from he has a piece of dough. The mayor Mitayer, the Chachamim Mitamim. The mayor is mitahir let me step back. Right, a child is assumed tame, presumed tame. We don't know he's tame, not 100%. Most kids play in garbage dumps and become tame. Some kids play in garbage dumps and don't become tame, and some kids don't play in garbage dumps. So here we have a kid holding a piece of dough. Is this dough tar or tame? In his hand. So now, because kids normally do play in garbage dumps, and therefore we assume, presume, that they're tame, and therefore the dough is tame. And we ask the question, my time is Reb Meir. Why does Reb Meir not consider the dough tame? You're right. Most kids do play in the garbage dumps. Me and Amy Tamchen. The Isa Becheskis Tarei Medes. And this dough was tar till now. The Smaich Miuta LeChazaka. So combine the Chazaka of the dough with the minority of kids that don't turn tame. Israel Rubab. Therefore, the Ruhav is not strong enough. And we don't consider the dough tame. Rabbanan miyuta kamanda lesedami, but Rubav chazaka rubadav. Rabbanan say not true. When you have a majority, ignore the minority. All you have is a majority that's tameh, the chazaka of the dough that's not tameh. Majority is stronger than that chazaka of the isa, and therefore we assume it is tameh. Amar shlakish shum rabbeisha zumi shesar from the lecha truma. According to the Rabbanan, we would burn this. This is not a strong enough rive to burn truma by. That's what Rabbi Yechon says. This presumption is not the same level presumption that we're willing to burn truma by. Now let's learn Rashi. Let's go back to the Rashi we skipped. Ein sarfen truma l'chazakas. Zok Rashi. Davar shu tame mitrei chazaka. Anything that's tame because of assumption. But loy mitrei shu raya, not because we have a proof. But Naga Betruma. Kigan Tinnik. The reason I didn't learn this Rashi, because Rashi is saying the Gemara. Like a child. So Stama Mukhzik Tameh, you can assume, presume that he's Tameh. Shemachapish Vaspe, he checks garbage dumps. She asked them the Velas, they're dead animals, or shreds him. But Naga Betruma, ain't sorry for the Tailam. Could have a fire stripe, could have been Hamid Isa Cheskis Tara. Tailam means you leave it Suffolk. Put the Isa the Cheskis Tara. There is a minority. So therefore, this majority, this presumption, is not enough to burn the truma by. Now we can skip the Rashi's we did already, and let's go to Batsik Biyadai. Biyadua Shadatu Menehisa, we know that came from the big piece of dough. The Tapeach B'Shratzim Nevela Shabashva, he plays with dead Shratzim and Nevelas in the garbage dump. Smaich Miuta, the Eim Metapchem L'Chazaka De'isa, the Isra Ruba de Metapchem, it weakens the Rive, the Rameir Le Batal Muta Le Gamri. Rameir does not ignore the minority. The Shemina Le Chayes Le Muta. He always takes the minority into account. Hilkabim Kaima Aymed, right? So the minority stands there. Chimashach Midi Le Staruva Badei. When it finds something to combine with it, like Chazaka, Mitzaris. Muta Kamanda Lesedami, the Batal Le Gamri Ruba. It's battle to the Rive. Rabbanu l'tamayim v'loy chashin in l'miyuta. Zui shesar v'nalayas ha-truma. Dr. Rashi, what does the Bach add here? Zui chazaka shesar v'nalayas ha-truma. Cheskes tinaikas. The presumption of kids. Shemachzik l'tapayach that they touch dead bugs. That trusts them. Sar v'nalayas ha-truma. The high metamim, the kamer Rabbanon, lisrib kamer. Rabbanon meant to burn it. Ein zu chazaka shesarvin, the chiyam rabbanon litlus kamar. The rabbanon meant just that it's a suffix tamei. Don't burn it, just treat it like tamei. Don't eat it, but you can't burn it. There's an issur to burn truma tahira, so we can't burn. That's the mahalik. So Rabbi Yechon does not consider this presumption strong enough. The Rishonim want to know why. Why doesn't he consider this presumption strong enough? So he says because, again, this is one of the pshatim of the Rishonim, that it needs an action. The presumption is that kids will touch dead shratzim. It's not the same as a behavioral presumption that kids hang around their mom, or their families are parents and children, or that a woman that wears a nida, there's some behavioral things, and there's some things that need an extra action. And therefore, to Rabbi Yochanan, this presumption is a weaker presumption. And therefore, he's not willing to burn truma by it. It's not that he never burns truma by presumption, because the very next Gemara will tell you that Rabbi Yochanan sometimes does burn truma by presumption. This presumption in Rabbi Yochanan's eyes is not enough to burn truma by. And Rish Lakish says it is enough to burn truma by. That's all.
That's what I was asking before, if it arises as kilo.
Yes.
And you said definitely.
Absolutely.
So my real question, and I stopped, was whether the chazakas are enough of a proof. So it seems to me that sometimes they are, sometimes they aren't.
Again, using the word chazaka is a very dangerous thing. Has many meanings.
Right.
In this case, we're going to talk about this chazaka, a presumption.
It's based on the case too. Besides the presumption, it's based on whether it's a child playing dirt or...
Again, let's step back. Presumption, the word, we're going to use the word presumption instead of the word chazaka. Because chazaka has other meanings, and we don't kill by chazaka every other time. But here, we're talking about presumptions. And the Gemara is saying that a presumption is enough evidence to kill a person. When the presumption is a strong presumption, there are levels of presumption. Sometimes it's more reason to presume something, and sometimes it's not 100%, it's not enough strong enough to presume something. It's a less of a presumption. But Rabbi Yochanan is saying that the case of truma is a lesser presumption.
In other words, I think that
the
mayor over here said that he would not...
The mayor holds that you don't even consider it tame.
In the case of the mother and
the mayor doesn't talk about the case of the mother.
We don't know.
There's no reason to say not. He would. That's a stronger presumption. No, not all presumptions are created equal.
You know, at the end, we don't really know other than presume.
Again. Presumptions are based on behavior. Kids hang around mom. That's a behavioral presumption. Enough so that to us it's 100%.
Kids playing in the
dirt. It's not the same degree of presumption. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
It makes a difference if we know the kid's behavior, that he normally does play with
Maybe. Because Gemara says, me and Aim at Tapchet. If we know that he played in the garbage dump, it would be different. Not all presumptions are created equal. Yes.
Rameir is
not, we're not dealing with Rameir here. The Chayish is immune to Luchumra by itself.
Right.
The Kula, he's willing to combine it with Chazak. Now, Tysus brings many cases in Shas that he doesn't, and Tysus goes to be Michalik. See Tysus, you'll be very happy, yes?
Oh, what you're saying works out very well in English for a question. Somebody wondered earlier about the difference between assumption and assumption. Assumption is something that the conclusion to which you come based on very little evidence. So presumption is based on sufficient evidence.
Right. So the word here is presumption. Everybody suggests, I mean, wonderful.